Dear Cheap Astronomy, is there a point in a star's life cycle where it is accumulating as much mass as it is losing through its stellar wind? For most stars, probably not. Although there are so many possible variations of star life cycles, you wouldn't want to rule any possibility out. The lifetime and evolution of a star is determined by how much mass it accumulates. As a general rule, big stars originate in dense dust clouds that have large amounts of material within gravitational reach, while small stars originate in less dense clouds where there's just not enough material available for them to grow beyond a certain point. A large star might still be accumulating a lot of mass when it achieves sufficient density for hydrogen fusion to ignite in its core. Once ignited, a star will begin to radiate both light and stellar wind. For big, high-luminosity stars, that stellar wind is mostly driven by intense radiation pressure, pushing on particles in the star's outer layers. While for mid-range stars like the Sun, it's more about magnetic interactions in the outer layers, accelerating particles up to high enough speeds so they can escape the star's gravity. The big stars end up losing a larger proportion of their mass through stellar wind than the smaller stars, at least during the main sequence part of their life cycle. But at the end of the main sequence, when smallish stars like the Sun expand into red giants, it is radiation pressure that's driving that expansion, and when the red giant cools, most of its outer parts end up in a diffuse planetary nebula surrounding a tiny white dwarf, representing most of what's left of the star's original inner core. On the other hand, big stars explode at the end of their lives. The biggest stars of all blow themselves to bits as pair instability supernovae, while less big, although still quite big stars, leave behind a black hole or a neutron star. Anyhow, the question of whether a star ever reaches a point where it's accumulating as much mass as it's losing has to be asked in the context of all these diverse stellar life cycles. The capacity for big stars to grow any bigger is ultimately limited by their stellar wind driving away any more gas and dust that might otherwise have kept it growing. However, there are some complex dynamics underlying how and when that effect kicks in, since there is a lot of variance in just how big stars can get. Those dynamic factors may include the size, density, and metallicity of the gas cloud that the star arose from, as well as how fast it spins once it has compressed down to become a star. But the general view is that once the star ignites, any further mass accumulation ceases as a consequence of its stellar wind. So there might be a momentary instant of balance before the infalling mass is pushed back out, but that's about it. And as for smaller sun-like stars, there's really no chance. Their smallish size is defined by the fact that there just wasn't enough material around to make them any bigger, so by the time they ignite and achieve stardom, most of the infalling mass would have already petered out. But let's not leave it there. Every star's story is different. And there are just as many binary, trinary, and whatevery systems out there as there are single star systems. A common scenario in a binary star system is that one star goes red giant and leaves behind a white dwarf, and then the other star goes red giant and pushes a lot of its mass into the gravitational reach of its white dwarf binary companion. The sudden addition of fresh hydrogen to a dense, compact white dwarf initiates fusion of that hydrogen on the white dwarf's surface, turning a dim, faded star into a renewed shining beacon, which is why such an event is called a nova. So, somewhere in those steps towards producing a nova, the white dwarf probably was accumulating as much mass as it was losing through its stellar wind, although that's mainly because white dwarfs don't produce much stellar wind in the first place. So there's at least one example, although it is an exception to the rule, where the rule is pretty much no.